Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
This is where we ask local leaders and pastors in our community to come and bang smack in the middle of the week to inspire us today. No different. We've got Chafin Williams, pastor of Oceans Church. Chafin, how are you going?
G'day, I'm going good. Great. Beautiful weather down in Albany. Loving it.
I was going to say, yeah, because you share yourself between two places. I was wondering where you were joining us from today.
You're a busy man, Chafin. A busy man. Which means you've got a lot on your mind.
A nice school life. A lot is on my mind, yeah.
So give us just a glimpse into what's happening in your life.
A glimpse. Well, do you know what? Melbourne is on my mind today. And Melbourne has been in lockdown since March 2001. They've lost their grand final, the jewel in their crown. And now this morning they wake up and there's a 5.9 magnitude earthquake.
Mm.
So I've got some friends I've been talking to in Melbourne and that, you know, they're okay. If Melbourne was a person, I think Melbourne would be going, everything is gone against me.
Yeah, true.
And so that's the thought. That's the thought that I'm thinking of. Everything is gone against me. Have you guys felt like that at times?
Yes.
There has been times. I think we're both quite positive people.
You are. Yeah. Hey, well, do you know what? I have definitely felt that, like that at some times. You know, I'm sure our listeners out there,
yeah,
you've all felt like that at some stages where you're like, nothing is actually working in my favour. I feel like everything has gone against me. And you know what? There's a guy called Jacob in the Bible, and it's recorded in Genesis chapter 42, 36. His son Joseph was presumed dead. His other son Simeon was in jail. And then his other sons came to him and said, yo, the rulers in Egypt, well, they want Benjamin, your youngest son, too. And he's going, everything's gone against me. I've run out of food. There's famine in the land. I'm losing my sons. And I think sometimes it can feel like there's a conspiracy out there. God, do you even care? I feel abandoned. And we can lose hope. But, you know, the truth is that rather than losing his son, Benjamin, God's plan was that Ben would be a lure to actually get him into a place of abundance where he's living in a place of famine. But then basically God used Ben to get him to the land of Egypt at that time that had enough food. And so he was able to move his whole family over to Egypt, a place of prosperity where they're able to thrive and flourish. And, you know, sometimes the same goes in our life. The very thing that we're thinking that we're losing out on, God is actually allowing so that he can lead us into a great place. Another line is, resistance is your assistance. So, you know, you go to the gym, I'm sure both of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know it. I know it. Just one look at you, you know, it's like, surely they work out. You know, to work out is essentially resistance. It's all about resistance. And so when you work resistance, your muscles kind of break, but then they grow back stronger. And the very things in our life that we think will break us, God will allow to actually make us stronger. And in Exodus chapter 1, it talks about how the Israelites were slaves. And it says, the more the Egyptians oppressed them, the more the Israelites multiplied and spread. And so just remember, when it looks like everything's gone against you, God has got the big picture in mind. He's working it all out for your good.
Mm.
So you can get strong enough to step into the good things he's got for you. So awesome. Go Melbourne. What team are you guys going for over the Grandy this weekend?
Well, everyone says Melbourne's going to win, so I'm just going to go for Melbourne.
Who's the other team?
Well, you know what? I like to go for the underdog. So I'm going for Doggies.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going for the Doggies.
Weekend.
Yep, go Doggies.
Hey, we'll see what happens on Monday. Chafin Williams from Oceans Church, thank you so much for your time. It is brilliant. Zoom out, see what God is really doing in your life. Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Have a great time down south.
Yeah, thank you for joining us all the way from Albany.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. If you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.